The 82-Year Journey Home, a library book's epic return. In the quiet hum of August 2025, a small parcel arrived at a U.S. library, carrying within it not just a book, but a whisper from the past. The book, a copy of The Bridge of San Luis Rey by Thornton Wilder, was returned after an astonishing 82 years. This wasn't a simple case of forgetfulness. It was a testament to the enduring power of stories and the long, winding paths that everyday objects can traverse. The year was 1943. The world was embroiled in the throes of World War II. In this turbulent era, a young reader, perhaps seeking solace or escape within the pages of Wilder's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, borrowed The Bridge of San Luis Rey from the public library. Little did they know that this act of borrowing would set the book on a journey spanning over 8 decades. Libraries in the 1940s were vibrant community hubs, often serving as vital sources of information and entertainment amidst wartime anxieties. The act of borrowing a book was a ritual, a shared experience that connected individuals to a wider world of ideas. The library card, a simple piece of paper, was the tangible link between the reader and the institution, a silent agreement to cherish and return. What happened to the book during those 82 years? Did it travel across continents with a soldier? Was it tucked away in an attic, a forgotten treasure? Perhaps it was passed down through generations, its significance only rediscovered recently. The anonymity of the returner adds a layer of mystery, transforming this simple act into a narrative as compelling as any novel. The return of this book speaks volumes about the changing landscape of libraries and our relationship with physical media. In an age of digital proliferation, where ebooks and audiobooks dominate, the tactile experience of a printed book remains potent. This copy of The Bridge of San Luis Rey, likely bearing the scuffs and creases of time, carries a history that digital files simply cannot replicate. It is a physical artifact, a tangible link to a past reader and a bygone era. Consider the journey. From a library shelf in 1943 to an unknown location, perhaps experiencing life in ways we can only imagine, and finally, returning to its origin. It's a poignant reminder that even the most commonplace objects can embark on extraordinary adventures. This book's odyssey underscores the resilience of printed words and the sentimental value they can acquire over time. It's a story that resonates with anyone who has ever found comfort, inspiration, or a lifelong friend within the pages of a book. While the identity of the borrower remains a mystery, their act of returning the book after so long is a gesture of profound respect for the library and the shared experience of reading. It's a narrative that celebrates the enduring legacy of physical books and the quiet, yet powerful, stories they carry within their well-worn covers.